Although President Obama's choice of Sonia Sotomayor seems to be energizing his base and antagonizing his opponents, some liberals have only mixed reactions to the selection of the New York-based 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge. Marjorie Cohn is a professor at the Thomas Jefferson School of Law and president of the National Lawyers Guild, and the author of the new book, The Rules of Disengagement, The Politics and Honor of Military Dissent. Many liberals have grown increasingly concerned about President Obama's talk of indefinite detention in reference to some detainees at Guantanamo Bay, as well as other decisions he's recently made. We began our interview with Marjorie Cohn by asking if much was known about Judge Sotomayor's record on executive power.
We don't. We don't know where she stands. She's never, to my knowledge, ruled on these issues that would likely come before her, interrogation policies, preventive detention, the state secrets privilege. She's an unknown. We don't know.
You have publicly praised the pick, but said that Obama could have gone further, perhaps, in getting a powerhouse intellectually to challenge some of the more conservative members of the court, specifically Antonin Scalia. Earlier today on MSNBC, we heard Professor Jonathan Turley say somewhat the same thing. He also said that he was not overly impressed by Sotomayor in terms of reviewing some of her decisions. Is this a disappointment to you in the respect of some other nominees you think might have been somebody who they could challenge Scalia and his ilk on the court?
Yes, well, I think that Sotomayor will be a solid liberal. She will probably be much like Justice Souter, who is stepping down and whose place she would take. And so she will not really change the balance on the court. I was hoping that he would tap someone who could be a real progressive counterweight to, or counterpoint to, Justice Scalia, Thomas Roberts, and Alito, who are unabashed right-wingers, radical right-wingers. He picked a safe pick. I think that the Republicans will make noises about judicial activism, although the quintessential judicial activism was Bush v. Gore. And there's nothing wrong with judicial activism. If it weren't for judicial activism, we wouldn't have the Civil Rights Act. That had a lot to do with it. But I would have liked to have seen Obama pick someone like Pamela Carlin, who was featured in today's New York Times article, Harold Coe, the dean of Yale Law School, who has been very strong and outspoken against the assertions of executive power of Bush and, going too far with the interrogation policies, the unlawful detentions. And Erwin Chemerinsky, I know that he's a white male, but he would be a terrific pick. He is the current dean of the new University of California, Irvine Law School. He's a brilliant constitutional scholar. He has argued many cases in front of the Supreme Court, including a case where a man is serving 50 years to life for taking videotapes from Kmart in a three strikes case. He has written one of the leading treatises on constitutional law. He's a brilliant, brilliant constitutional scholar. I'm hopeful that Sotomayor will be a very solid, strong justice. She did rule, voted in the majority on a three judge panel in Connecticut to overturn a promotions test for firefighters after the results showed that no African Americans qualified for advancement. She ruled for the players in the baseball strike, took on the owners, and so she has done. She has made some progressive rulings, but I think time will tell how strong she'll actually be.
You mentioned that you don't believe that the Republicans will have too much to go after, but they may or may not, but certainly conservatives are not holding back. You mentioned the Connecticut case. Rush Limbaugh has already talked today about that and has called her a reverse racist. I've already received several emails from conservative groups who are calling her one of the most liberal nominees ever, and they seem to be fired up for a fight. Do you think this could be a little more contentious than maybe earlier predicted?
I don't think that Obama could have picked anyone that the Republicans wouldn't go after and that Rush Limbaugh wouldn't go after. They're talking about her a comment that she made a few years back that judges make policy. And, you know, judges, of course, are supposed to interpret laws that Congress passes. But as a practical matter, judges make policy all the time. They're going to seize on anything they can. The fact of the matter is she has been confirmed twice. She has been nominated once by the first George Bush, second to the district U.S. District Court, and then by Clinton to the Court of Appeals. She's been confirmed both times. They know what her record is. And she's Latina. She is a woman. She has, I think, strong support in the Senate. I think I would be very surprised if the Republicans filibustered this nomination.